May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn number 36. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Number 36.
Let us read the Word of God, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 1. And we commence to reading at verse 26, and we read as far as verse 56. Also upon my spirit, friends, is some words in the 104th Psalm. But we will come to that for the text, we hope. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, and commencing to read at verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And for his kingdom there shall be no end. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all nations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm, he has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as He spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. in Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we come before thee now. Do grant to us each a breath of real prayer. May we feel that great favour and blessing to have access to thee, O Lord our God. O God, our Heavenly Father, we beg of thee, do hear us now as we come pleading the precious name of Jesus, thy dear beloved Son, him who hath done all things well for the church. Thou knowest, Lord, as thou hast spared us to come to this season again, coming up to the day we remember thy wonderful birth, the birth of thy beloved Son, O God our Father, the gift, thy stupendous gift, the stupendous gift of heaven, Lord of thy beloved Son. We pray that, Lord, this morning we may be blessed as the psalmist was, with that blessed faith expectation, as we hope we're spared to the Lord, to the day, the third day from now. Oh, Lord, oh, may we be blessed to feel the wonders of thy love and grace. And Lord, that we might be here today, this morning hour, in sweet expectation, thy meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. We think of the gladness, Lord, and dear Elizabeth was so struck with, and oh, that rejoicing in that wonderful favour of knowing, having been told, even by Mary, oh, regarding the birth of her Lord, and that the mother of my Lord should come to me. Oh, Lord, we want to be very careful not to worship Mary. Oh, Lord, and really Elizabeth didn't. Oh, she worshipped God. And this is what we desire here today, Lord, to worship thee, our triune God, in the blessed favour even that one and another of us, each of us may have it, Lord, in blessed expectation, that the favour thou wilt grant us at this season will be in the most blessed sense and favour of it, the pureness of it, the holiness of it, my meditation of him. Of him shall be sweet. Lord, we beg for this favour, Lord, for each one of us. We beg for this favour for the dear young people here. Yeah, Lord, for those in the midst of the battle of life and those of us older and fast gone a long way across the sea of time. Lord, it is thee we want to know, Lord. Thee we want to consider. We think of a past occasion when the dear deacon prayed that we might leave everything that we've been doing on that day and consider thee. Lord, we want to leave everything of all the things of the season, Lord, which is, oh, sadly, we confess, overdone. Oh, Lord, oh, we beg, we may have simplicity, the simplicity of the gospel, and the wonderful gospel tidings, good tidings, the gospel makes known, the gospel of the grace of God, that God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, Lord, do grant us that sweet and blessed meditation of thee, Lord. And, oh, God, our Father, we know If we are blessed with meditation of Christ, thy beloved Son, our worship will be to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. For thy great gift, Lord, we would be in humble, gracious thankfulness under the influence and witnessing of the Spirit. Grant us the sureness of it, the assurance, Lord, the psalmist had. Grant us, Lord, the favours that we shall really know and prove shall be, that we shall be in holy joy and peace in believing. I beg thee, Lord, do come, Lord, and give us to be able to say, begone unbelief, my Saviour is near. O Lord, we may each feel it, the favour of it, thy nearness, thy presence, Lord. O do grant it. Lord, nothing else in this world compares to this, compared with Christ in all beside. No comeliness I see. We hope there are many of us here in this favour, Lord, and acknowledging it. May everyone be brought into it, to be in the realisation of the wonders of thy grace, and knowing the love of God, the love of Christ, and Lord, that all things of nature and time may be in the background as we're in thy house today. Lord, that we may be in that favour, knowing thee, the one thing needful, and desiring to bless and praise thee, our God, our great God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. O Lord, give us high notes of praise today, that we may exalt thee and praise thee. Bless thee, bless the Saviour's name. His name shall be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Lord, may we hark as we've sung. Oh, may we hark, may we hearken. The hear by faith the angels singing. Oh, may we sing. There knoweth in the psalm, I will sing unto the Lord. Lord, we beg thee, help us. Oh, may we have, Lord, of thy Spirit to lead us into all truth and teach us. Lord, as we feel, oh, so much continuing need to come with our solemn confessions. Oh, we confess we are greatly troubled through the old man. And Satan is a great foe, a solemn, hurtful foe, and sometimes as a roaring lion. And Lord, we think of as a friend, a dear young friend, as made known to one, even early this morning, how he'd been meditating upon Daniel, and how there the Lord did shut the lion's mouth, shut the lion's mouth to thy people here today. Oh, may the accuser of the brethren have a wound, a war wound today, by thy people being in faith and wielding that two-edged short sword, Lord, having the gospel armour. Lord, may we each be able to know and prove this day in holiness and holy joy and peace in believing. Oh, keep the enemy away, Lord, and subdue the monstrous host that dwells within us. May we look away from ourselves to thyself. Lord, we know by experience that when we had wonderful glimpses of thee, Satan is gone. So when we are in prayer and given of the Spirit to have a true spirit of prayer, then we know Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. Lord, we beg thee, come. Bless thy people here, Lord. Thou hast favoured them in this past year, Lord. Wonderfully favoured them. Thou hast constrained precious souls to testify of what thou hast done for them. Oh, thou hast blessed, favoured many. We believe, although, oh Lord, we would carefully try acknowledging there may be those who have not spoken as they should have spoken of what the Lord has done for them. But thou knowest it all, it's all in thy hand, all according to thy perfect time and thy holy will. Lord, we pray that there may be those wonderfully blessed even today, so that they shall speak of the love of Christ that does and has constrained them. Lord, we beg, bless souls. Do them good. Feed them. Favour them. We think of the feeding that thou didst speak of, Lord. Thou didst feed the 5,000 and the 4,000. Lord, the feeding in the deep, profound way thou didst speak of was in that deep way, stating, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. Oh, may there be these favours known, thy people feeding upon thee, thy precious faith, so that all what we have of what is so much acknowledged and called the festive season, Lord, we may be safe from extravagancy and things that, we should know we should be in moderation. And, Lord, may thy wonderful feast be given us, that we may feast ourselves upon thee, the Paschal Lamb. Lord, may it be so today, I beg it, fear in presumption, but I beg it, I trust with faith. Lord, it may be a feast here today, that the words in the hymn might be so proved, a feast is now prepared for thee, in spite of all thy unbelief. Lord, so bless souls in these ways. I beg thee, Lord, and thou should have all the glory. We pray for friends who are in affliction. We think of a number up and down across the land. We pray for friends who have lost loved ones in recent days, weeks, months of this year. Oh, do comfort them, Lord. Oh, heal the afflicted. Oh, Lord, if it be thy will, bless them. Bless them in their souls, all in any trouble and sorrow. Bless them in their souls. Lord, we pray, Lord, for our country at this time. Here we are so thankful for the outcome of the election, Lord. Although we have dubious feeling toward the Prime Minister, but we trust he is raised up for this purpose. Could it please thee, Lord, to put it into his heart to become properly married? You know, if we think we may try to write to him in this respect, not that sin that has already been committed can be put away by it. Oh, only thou canst put away sin. The Lord, thou knowest, a burden for him. And Lord, for many and all those, Lord, of the new cabinet, Lord, and government, Lord. Lord, we cast all our care upon thee in praying day by day, thou knowest, for our land. Lord, hear us. Appear for us. May thy will be done. We beg thee, Lord. Oh, hear us now, we beg, in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, Lord, forgive. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 518. At the birth of Christ our King, angels made the heavens ring, singing with a solemn joy, glory to the Lord on high. 518.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you this morning to the Psalm 104 and the 34th verse. Where we just knew the verses 33 to 35, Psalm 104. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord. O my soul, praise ye the Lord. But to bring the word before you, friends, and just the verse 34, my meditation of him shall be sweet, I will be glad in the Lord. I don't know how you've been, friends, in these last few days, but I've been tossed and troubled, and the adversary has been much heading up his warfare against one. But the Lord wonderfully settled me by leading me, it must be a week or 10 days ago, to this word, my meditation of him shall be sweet. I mean, the perplexities of mind that we have. The devil said to me, he said, well, you usually go to Swavesey on the Christmas Sunday, but it's not the Christmas Sunday. Perplexing me, thinking, well, is it the next one, the Christmas Sunday? And then, of course, the Lord wonderfully settled one to show me this is the Christmas Sunday, the time when we remember, as the dear deacon here has chosen those hymns. We want to remember our dear Lord's wonderful sinless birth, his coming to this world. He's coming into this world to save sinners. Earlier in the week, I preached from the words at home, and you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And that was after the Lord had raised me, brought me out of the conflict Satan was bringing, and felt sweetness then in preaching it. And today now, as we hope to preach particularly upon the words relating to the Lord's birth this evening, I want to seek to see the wonder in these words, my meditation of him shall be sweet. However your mind is relating to today, and thinking as toward Christmas Day, the day we know we rightly remember the Lord's birth. You know, whoever Satan has been with you and me, the favour is this. Oh, when the Lord by the Spirit comes and gives confidence of faith. You see, the psalmist had wonderful confidence of faith. It was all the things that he had considered and acknowledged in the psalm formerly. And then coming to the point where I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. Because he got the Lord's presence and was in confidence of faith. I mean, he had the Holy Spirit working in him. Of course, he hadn't got the Lord's bodily presence. He was looking forward to the coming Messiah. My meditation of him shall be sweet. So, friends, for you and me, each of us, this day, in whatever feeling you're in, does this word, in a way, bring you to attention and bring you to feel, well, if I know this. The psalmist knew it. He had faith in exercise. He had faith in exercise looking toward the coming of the Messiah, Christ, the Son of God. My meditation of him of him. Surely it's him, friends. It could be felt, well, God, Jehovah, but it's the Son of God. My meditation of him shall be sweet. And I think of it particularly. Nothing more wonderful appearing before us. And it was so with the wise, with the shepherds and the wise men, that dear babe. Oh, we sung it, I think it was last Lord's Day. Oh, my God contracted to a span for me. In that dear babe of Bethlehem I see, my God contracted to a span for me. Do you feel that? Is your meditation like that? Along those lines, my meditation of him, the Son of God, come to this earth. Oh, the promised Messiah, the only one that can do poor sinners good and has done for many, many millions of souls. But what about me? My friends. Oh, this personal statement, short statement, my meditation. What about you? And what about me? Do you have faith? God-given faith. Do you have some measure of assurance? Do you feel this? My meditation of him shall be sweet. Well, let me solemnly speak a few things that we should do for warning. You know, if you're not careful about this, if you're careless, if Christmas time is just a time of pleasure and mirth in the natural way, oh, you're on the brink of danger. You know, if still a total stranger to his precious name and blood, thou art on the brink of danger. Canst thou face a holy God, you might say. Young people might, others might. Well, I'm quite healthy, I've got a lot of years in front of me. You don't know, friends. None of us know. Oh, going on in unconcern about our never dying souls is the most treacherous way of living. Living in a way careless. And death, if death overtakes us, when we're in such a state and condition, not interested in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, we're going to be cast away forever. Lost forever. Cast into hell with all the nations that forget God. Because we're among the wicked by nature. We are all wicked by nature. And has God come to us? Has he dealt with thee? Has he been working in thee? Has he been dealing with thee? Has he been bringing thee to know that one thing is needful, even Jesus Christ? Oh, my meditation of him. That's the way I believe it will be, the Holy Spirit giving the child of God concern and exercise, they to know themselves, God, grace when the tribes redeemed by blood are brought to know themselves and God. When you're brought to know yourself and to know God, a holy, holy God, then you need a Saviour. When God convicts and convinces you and me of our sin, shows us that we deserve to be punished in hell forever, then we need, and like Gerald has said it forth a few times, you know, the only thing such a soul can do is cry for mercy. Mercy. And it be like this, I believe, mercy through blood. I make my plea, O God, be merciful to me, because all the ceremonial law in types and shadows set forth so clearly that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. But we know, as we read in the record of the sacrifices, that not any of those sacrifices that they offered year by year could make the comers thereunto perfect. That what we know in the wonderful things of the gospel, and that what was prophesied as toward the time of gospel days, Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away. a sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. My meditation of him, the Saviour, the dear Redeemer, our Lord, our Saviour, dear Redeemer. And as one tries to preach to you, oh, and feeling so much the Lord needs the Lord to pour in that we pour out, you know, oh, are these things blessed to you? There is forgiveness with the Lord that he may be feared. He has provided the remedy. He sent, God the Father has given, he sent his dear Son to the earth. The dear Son has obeyed in perfect purpose and come to this world. And he being, as we've read it recently, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of a cross. Oh, not that he wasn't ever humble. He was always humble. But in that stoop of humility, to stoop right down and become obedient unto death, the will of God, the will of Jehovah, obedient unto the will of Jehovah. Oh, he did, friends. He suffered, bled and died to redeem the church. My meditation of him shall be sweet, of him in his holy purpose. Before the foundation of the world, the Holy Son of God, co-equal, co-eternal Son of God, in perfect agreement in the transactions of the counsel of Jehovah, always agreed. We think of it, think of how he so willingly agreed to come, knowing, of course, he would have to suffer, bleed and die. God the Father so willingly agreeing to give his dear Son. And oh, God so loved the world. That doesn't mean everyone, all and every one of humanity. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But come into this personally for you and me, friends. I hope the dear Spirit is leading you to think of this personally. Think of what need you're in. Oh, and feeling how much you have to confess of your sins. If God the Spirit has convicted and convinced you of your sin, made you to feel to be a sinner, feel your guilt, feel your helplessness, hopelessness to keep yourselves. Oh, if he's made you to truly be a feelingly guilty sinner. You know what the hymn writer says, sin smarts but slightly. And we all see sin, but we don't really naturally know anything much about it. We know people commit many evils. Many times now in these terrible days we're living in, we hear on the news, people are being murdered. Dreadful sins are being committed. But you know, in our wicked hearts, we really are given to see and know what goes on within. We've got murder in there. We've got all the evils there. And God convicts and convinces his people of them. And oh, they are brought to know deeply, solemnly. Yeah, sinner. A sinner deep in debt. When we keep sinning, we keep accruing a debt. We owe to God to pay for that. Oh, we cannot redeem ourselves. We cannot save ourselves. We are condemned and we'll be brought to be condemned to die out of the mouth of God Most High. But oh, friends, to then be by God wonderfully favouring us. Oh, to be brought to know there is mercy for sinners. There's hope for sinners. There's hope for even the vilest sinner out of hell, who lives to feel his need. He's welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. And it's the Saviour's blood. It's Jesus Christ, he who was given of the angel the name. His name shall be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. And oh, if you are really brought to feel and know solemn conviction of sin, feel your sins, like the hymn writer to see sin smarts but slightly, but oh, to feel cuts deep beyond expression. You know you need the Saviour. You need to know your interest in Jesus Christ, an interest in the Saviour's blood, my meditation of him. But friends, oh, my meditation of him, let us try to consider him, the dear Son of God, the babe in Bethlehem. Oh, the favour of what I've quoted in the hymn that Brian Northern gave out last Lord's Day. Oh, see, my God contracted to a span for me. You know, oh, the holy babe, perfect one. Oh, holy, born separate from sinners. Sin, he took upon him humanity, his sacred humanity, it's called and should be, sacred humanity, because he was not a sinner, never was sin in him. He was born holy. Oh, and took upon him indissoluble union he entered into with his divinity, with his humanity. Oh, we sing of it like we have veiled in flesh the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity, my meditation of him. Oh, what is it to meditate? To deeply ponder and think and consider. Meditation. Oh, sweet and blessed thoughtfulness and pondering. This is meditation, thinking upon the one we love. The one we by grace have brought to love. To love the Saviour, to love the Saviour's name. His name shall be called Jesus. My meditation of him shall be sweet. Let me ask pointed questions. Do you love the Saviour? Has the holy grace of God affected you to bring you to so know your needs and further to bless you and give you to meditate and think upon and think in a blessed way, a personal way, upon the Son of God, the Saviour? And is that meditation sweet of him? In the way the Holy Spirit gives you to think of him, to ponder all what he is, all what he's done and all what he's doing now. Oh, to know him, whom to know, his life eternal, the dear Son of God. Oh, the babe. Few times in my experience, friends, we've thought especially upon him there laid in the manger. One particular time, which I've quoted to you several times, I expect in preaching to you. But you know, we were very tired one night and lay our head on our pillow and the words came, oh, so strongly they came. And I was not in a good condition before. I was in a rebellious condition. I was hard and cold and faint. Hard my heart and cold and faint and all full of every sad complaint. But when these words come, they broke me to pieces. Foxes have holes. The birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Have you heard anything like that? Oh, it really brings you into blessed meditation, sweet meditation. Whereas a few moments before you was hard and cold and so in a state of rebellion. But if this meditation comes by the Spirit, it makes such a difference. Oh, it changes everything. Changes the scene. Oh, my meditation of him, the Son of God, the Saviour, the dear Redeemer. And think of how he came into this world to save sinners. And how he came, born by birth, mysterious, by the overshadowing of the Virgin. The power of God. Think of the power of God in all the ways, his wondrous works and ways, in all of his holy performing. There shall be a performance of the things we've read, and there was. And oh, by the Spirit of God, the Son of God came, spotless, holy, pure, separate from sinners. that babe in a manger, see in the manger the Ancient of Days, see him, behold him by faith, meditate upon him. Oh, the Holy Spirit, taking of the things of Jesus and revealing them to us. That's what we want, what we desire here today, friends, that the Holy Spirit will take of the things of Jesus and reveal them unto us. My, well, let us step back again. My meditation. Personal, you see, it's personal because of this. It will need to be personal if God has a purpose to save us. He will work in us, begin his work and carry it on and complete it. Like Paul writes to the Philippians, God working in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. But thinking of it like this, you see, my meditation is regarding how I will be in all my future life and in all those days of one's life, and then come into the end of one's life and eternity. After death, the judgment. How will I be? Well, upon the grounds of the wonderful favours of the Spirit working in us, giving us this meditation, giving us the expectation, giving us the confidence of faith in Jesus Christ. Well, then we have hope beyond the grave. But without this, oh, we have no hope. Or we may have a false hope. Friends, it will be. If it's not Jesus Christ, it's not all upon the grounds of him and his life and death and glorious resurrection and what he is attending to now in heaven, tie courts for good for his people. If it's not upon the grounds of Jesus Christ and him crucified and risen triumphant over the grave, and as he's in heaven, he led captivity captive, he receives gifts from men to be meditating upon him. If it's not that, friends, and it's never that, you are going to be lost forever and found in hell. But God loves his people. He's chosen them all before the foundation of the world. And he will, at his time, call them by his grace. And so with you here this morning and me, and each of us, as it were, in the way of the theme of this psalm, this verse of the psalm, my meditation of him shall be sweet. Is it truly so? Do you feel this? Do you feel to be in the favour, the secret of it? Is God giving you meditation? Has he given you? And do you desire and have you expectation of more meditation of him, of the Son of God, of him the Saviour? And oh, friends, let us question it closer. Each of us personally. Is he precious? Is he precious to you? Is he that one more precious far than life and all its comforts are? Has the Spirit worked in you to make him precious? Make him truly to be the one thing needful? What think you of Christ? What think you of that little babe? Oh, the babe in Bethlehem, the Son of God. What think you of him? How is your mind, as it were, toward him in meditating upon him, in considering him, in the way of the wondrous work of God, giving his dear beloved Son in that miraculous, wonderful way? Oh, born separate from sinners, and as it was, as of course, John the Baptist was born at the time and believed from his mother's womb. How is it that John the Baptist believed from his mother's womb? Because we've read that Elizabeth was so overwhelmed with the Spirit of God. Glorify God, had the Spirit of God in that great measure upon her. even, as it were, almost as it were, without measure, the Spirit was poured upon Elizabeth. That didn't make her holy to save her, but it was all to so bring her to glorify the Son of God and to bless God for what those tidings were to her. And that she said, oh, how she praised God that the mother of her Lord should come to her. Friends, the reality of it all, John the Baptist, of course, though he believed from the mother's womb, he personally needed an interest in the Saviour's blood. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And that was the world of the whole number of the election of grace. All the great multitude who should be of life winners through grace. These all wretched sinners, but saved by grace. My meditation of him shall be sweet. You know, he wasn't very old when he was among the doctors at Jerusalem reading the scriptures. And of course his mother thought, and father, that one who's named as his earthly father, but not actually his earthly father, they sought him sorrowing as they realised he'd not come with them away on their journey home. But the Lord said, wish ye not that I must be about my father's business. He was friends. Right from the manger to Calvary, he was about his father's business. And what is his father's business? What is it that he was about, that he was doing? Oh, what the Father had given him to do. My meditation of him. Of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. The favour of this gladness today, friends. You know the gospel of the grace of God. Oh, it holds for salvation so perfectly free for the worst of sinners. Even Mary and Manasseh. I mean, the other Mary, Mary Magdalene. And we know there were three Marys there at the cross. And they all needed salvation. And the Lord spoke to them. He spoke especially to his mother. Woman, behold thy son, my meditation of him. And in the way, friends, the shepherds went, they said, we go and see this wondrous thing that has come to pass. And here the wise men travelled from the east, and they came to worship Christ, and fell down and worshipped him. Everyone that visited went to see him there in the cattle shed or in the house where he was later. They all fell down and worshipped him. Oh, that we might fall down today, that this meditation might bring us down on our knees in thankfulness and praise and prayer for more of the favours of his love, that we may have the grace given us, the enabling given us to worship our Lord in prayer and in praise today, and so glorify our God and our dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, that he may be glorified, and when the Son is honoured, the Father's honoured too, friends, and the Holy Spirit will be acknowledged, that wonderful dove divine who reveals Christ. My meditation of him. See, this is the reality of what is known by God's people in their experiences of the favours of God's love. My meditation of him shall be sweet because of what God has done in us and for us. Because of what God the Holy Spirit has made Christ to us. How he has worked and revealed Christ, given us to know our need of him. How the Spirit, according to the Father's will, makes Christ to his people exceedingly precious. A just God and a Saviour. Oh, we know our God. Know God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom he sent. And oh, he sent him to do what none other could do, to accomplish what none other could accomplish, even the bringing in of full and complete salvation, perfect, complete redemption for the church. You know how we mentioned the sacrifices of Old Testament under the ceremonial law. they could not make the comers thereunto perfect. You say, what is it to be made perfect? Every one of us needs to be made perfect, friends. Nothing that defileth or maketh a lie can enter into heaven. If we are among those under the holy purpose of God, destined for eternal glory, according to the holy will of God, that God shall have us for his praise, we've got to be washed and cleansed, justified by faith in Christ, and sanctified, set apart, for the worship of God, to begin the worship here below, to begin the singing of his praises, I will sing unto the Lord. Here below in the time state, to worship our Lord in prayer and in praise, and practice his word, and hear his word, receive with contrition the deeds we've done, and by faith take the remission God gives in his Son, my meditation of him. So now, it's coming to this again, and more pointedly, I hope lovingly, my meditation. Are you in it, friends? Do you know it? Do you desire it? Have you got expectation? Expectation of favours the Holy Spirit will grant you in the favour of meditating upon him, the Son of God, the babe in Bethlehem, the Lamb of God, the Son of God, who was declared to be the Son of God with power from all eternity. Oh, friends, we declare it. We that know it, declare it. Co-equal, co-eternal Son of God. God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. My meditation. Is it so? As a believer, as one who has been made a believer, my meditation of him shall be sweet, because God the Spirit has made me, whereas I was in unbelief, and I am so much troubled with unbelief, but in the favour of God's love, he's made me a believer. How humbling it is to really be blessed to know and feel the favours of believing. Believing in Christ. Believing in him to the saving of your soul. My meditation of him shall be sweet in believing in him. Believing in him to the saving of my soul. Believing in him as my Saviour, my Redeemer, my Lord and my life and my all, my Advocate, so that when I sin again, we have an Advocate with the Father. He's in heaven now, pleading our cause in heaven. My meditation of him, and thinking of him and his time on earth and his sacrifice of all his life, of his going about doing good. And here he was tempted those three particular times named in the Word, and was in the wilderness, in the way he was there in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights, and the mountain and the midnight air witnessed the further of his prayer. My meditation of him. Oh, when he was come to years, as I said, he said, wish ye not I must be about my Father's business. And he was. And what he said, the profound statement he made to his disciples, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and here am I straight until it be accomplished. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I trust, humbly hope, that when we come to Christmas Day, we will all be softened and melted in fear of the wonders of his grace, the wonders of redeeming love, and really know this meditation, this sweetness. See, God's people have to be brought, they are brought by the Spirit to know great bitterness of soul trouble. They're brought to know solemnly what they are and where they are. God's people are not strangers to bitterness. I think too, as when the children of Israel came to Marah and the waters were bitter and they could not drink the water. But oh, how God showed Moses a tree. And when he was cast into the waters were made sweet. Oh, that wonderful sweetness. Typifying of Christ being the wonderful one who sweetens every bitter cup for his people. That tree was Jesus Christ. My meditation of him as that tree shall be sweet, cast into the bitter waters of God's people's lives. Deep waters, bitter waters. Oh, he makes them sweet. He brings sweetness. Lord Jesus, shine, and then I can feel sweetness in salvation's plan. And as a sinner plead for grace through Christ, the sinner's hiding place. Have you had the bitter waters made sweet? And has it been a wonderful time of meditation of him? Do you desire it, look for it, need it more? Do you have expectation? You know, we are aware of this under the reality of us being in the vale of tears. In Meshach's discouraging land we are. We're going through the wilderness. This wilderness, we hope we can say we travel round to reach the city of our God, but it is a wilderness. God has ordered it will be a wilderness. And it may be in the things of what we have to have in our lives and know and taste of bitter things, hard things. But, oh, that wonderful tree makes them sweet. My meditation of him shall be sweet. Oh, he makes his people to feel this sweetness. Oh, to feel sweetness in him and all of him and what he is and what he has done and what he's doing now. My meditation of him, the Saviour, the dear Redeemer. Think of it how he went into Gethsemane. Oh, the painfulness of his sufferings there we cannot estimate. He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. But oh, to think of it, friends, that every one of those precious blood, drops of his holy blood were for the atonement of the people's sins. And on the cross, oh, and with the cruel spear after he'd given up the ghost, oh, his holy blood ran from hands and feet and side. Head too, with the thorns upon his holy head. Friends, meditating upon him, his sacrifice, his shedding of his blood, his holy divine atonement for sin, the settling of the great debt of sin the whole church has to God, what they would have to suffer for in all eternity. Forever and ever, my meditation of him shall be sweet. But friends, his holy words to you, his holy words, I think of it, the hymn writer acknowledges Jesus speaks and speaks to thee, say, poor sinner, lovest thou me. And some of you hear the reality of what's in the theme of that hymn as relating to you. I deliver thee when bound, and when wounded, heal thy wounds. Sort thee wandering, set thee right. Turn thy darkness into light. And his eternal love to his people. Can a woman's tender care cease toward the child she bear? Yet they may forgetful be, yet I will remember thee. Oh, he remembers his people. My meditation of him as he's in heaven. He's in heaven at God's right hand. Perfect through sufferings. But he remembers us, friends. He remembers us in our low estate. In the previous psalm here, Psalm 103. He knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are dust. But what about the former words? Is it so with any of you, that he has blessed you? Or is it meditation now that brings the sweet remembrance of it, of the favours you've known? Oh, how he blessed you and set you at liberty. And as that psalm states, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. And like as I've said, like as a father pitieth his children, the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He knoweth their frame, he remembereth that we are dust. Our Lord, our Saviour, our God, our Saviour, oh, he remembers. Remembers us, friends. Do we remember him in the way we should? See, if he's removed our transgressions, if he's blessed you, you have sweet meditation of him. Oh, does it cause you to want to make returns of love again to him? As God enables you, a meditation of him. Think of the love of Christ. The love in his heart, his holy heart of love, in all his willingness, his obedience, his willingness to come and lay down his life for sinners. How willing was Jesus to die that we poor sinners might live? Think of the willingness of your Saviour. How willing he was to come for you and suffer, bleed and die for you and me. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. I will be glad. Oh, this gladness. I believe this gladness is holy gladness. And in a way, gladness in great gratitude and thankfulness. Thankfulness and praise to God. I'll be glad in the Lord. Oh, so feeling it and feeling my soul expanded with the love of God and glad in the Lord in confidence of faith, believing in him, having received the atonement by faith, by the Spirit granting it, applying it, sealing it to us that we are forgiven, pardoned, sins put away. There are some of you here, you have hope of this. God's blessed you with this. But is your gladness being heard? Is your gladness being sounded? Is it that, as in verse 33, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. I'm thinking of it like this. See, we don't know how many more days we've got. Should they not be spent in praise of God? If we've been blessed, should we not deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him? Should we not do the things he commanded us to do? You say, I can't, I don't feel able. Paul made it clear regarding his people, regarding his own way he was going on. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He gives the grace, he gives the strength. He gives the meditation of him. He gives the exercise. He gives the grace for his people to be glad in the Lord, to praise God, to live to his praise, to walk before the Lord in the land of the living in the way of liberty, the liberty of the gospel as he makes his people glad. I will be glad. The confidence of faith that feeling it once, we will know it more. We will go on to know it. God going on to be gracious, being gracious to us. I will be glad in the Lord. Believing like this, that once in him and him forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. We are changeable, but he changes not. We are very changeable. We wander, we go into bypath meadows, but the Lord, as a good shepherd, seeks us. And he goeth before his sheep, and his sheep follow him. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Friends, the Lord our God, the Lord our Saviour, our dear Redeemer, the Good Shepherd, and like he's named in Isaiah's prophecy, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, shall be called. Do we know him as such? My meditation of him shall be sweet. Him, the Saviour, Redeemer, Counsellor. His name shall be called Wonderful. He's wonderful to us. All over glorious to us. Oh, he is our Lord, our God, our Saviour. our Lord and our life and our all is. His name shall be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Meditating upon him, thinking of Mary, thinking of how it was when she beheld those things, what those various ones spoke and stated and made clear when they fell down and worshipped the Lord. And when, as we know, it was stated of him, this child is set for the rise, the falling and rising again of many in Israel. And we know how Mary, it is said, she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. That was a kind of meditation, pondering. Think of it. There she, who bore Christ under the miraculous overshadowing of the Virgin, as she was. She brought forth her only son, her firstborn son, I should say. Oh, and there she pondered. She meditated. And she, as I've said, was found at the cross when he was there crucified for his people. Oh, how she knew him as her Lord. How Elizabeth knew him as her Lord and acknowledged Mary as the mother of my Lord. In that way she was, by the overshadowing of the Virgin as she was the mother of the Lord. Not the Mother of God, like the Catholics call her. No, no, God is holy, eternal, from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus Christ is from everlasting to everlasting. He, the man, Christ Jesus. But friends, now, this for your meditation this afternoon. May the Lord bless you with it. A man there is, a real man, in heaven now, there, with wounds still gaping wide, from which rich streams of blood once ran, in hands and feet and side. Meditation of him, my meditation of him, shall be sweet. And oh, in all our lives, when we come to the end of the journey, we hope, oh, to feel the confidence of it today. My meditation of him shall be sweet. And as we come up this evening hour, come more closely to the manger scene. Oh, may we have this wonderful meditation in the afternoon hour. This one is due to preach at Sotheby. We pray for this favour. We may be considering him. Oh, it's in my heart so much with amazement. We have had this here before. Consider him. Consider him the Saviour. May we each be able to today, and each day toward the day of the Christmas day, and save may we be from the mirth of festiveness that so much can be in way of extravagancy. May we be kept simple, humble, simple folk have sharpest eyes and learn to walk the best. May we be kept, meditating upon our Lord. Pondering upon him like Mary did. She pondered all these things in her heart. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £750, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Friday evening, and Dr. Sadler next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. And the collection next Lord's Day will be for the FGEA. And our friends at Ben Stanton hold their Christmas morning service at 9:30. And there's also an invitation to parents to attend the Christmas Sunday School at Bethany today. And can you please bring your young people's hymn books? Let us close with hymn 557. How sweet and precious is the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Lamb, to sinners in distress. A name just suited to their case, pregnant with mercy, truth and grace, with strength and righteousness. 557.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything that has seen amiss in our service. Oh, do own and bless thy word, Lord. Grant us each the blessed favour of meditation of thee. Keep us, Lord, and bring us up this evening, we beg. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.